The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 249, Operation Chaos.
Here we are, back on Titan 4.
Our home away from home. Away from home. Away from home.
So you're saying we're away from home?
Yeah, I'm saying we're a long bloody way from home.
Okay, now that we've established that, can I land?
You just got clearance, so I'd say yes.
Mercury, Shuttle 1, do you copy?
Gotcha, Shuttle 1. What's your status?
We're on final for Titan City. Do you want us to wait for you to land?
Negative on that. We'll lose time taking care of these two IDF crewmen. Proceed with your search.
Copy that. How far out are you?
We're starting our orbital insertion maneuver. We'll be completing one orbit before landing. The plan is to enter the atmosphere and test our landing gear repair.
Roger that. We're going to start at some of the local watering holes. See if anyone knows about any hidden medical facilities.
Be careful. Those places aren't exactly the safest place to question people. Watch your back.
Don't worry. I'll protect the boys.
I'm sure you will.
Shuttle 1 clear.
Oh, ain't that rich, Skipper. She's got to protect us.
I feel so much safer now.
Make jokes if you will, but you know it's true.
Oh, well, Skip, if she's one thing, it's confident.
I suppose you're right.
You are on course, on glide path, cleared for landing on 3-6. That is, if you can trust me, you might want to check.
Oh, you're so funny. Hey, you might want to pull those seatbelts tight. I'm kind of rusty on landings.
Say what?
Well, what do you know? I did just fine. Shut this bucket down. We have a lot of work to do.
You heard the lady. Hop to it.
Yes, sir, Gabby. I'm on it.
Hey, listen, guys. I'm a former flight officer. Bossing people around was kind of my job.
We're just messing with you, Gabby.
Yeah, when I heard that you drank an IDF crew under a table at Scully's, you got my attention.
Well, that's saying a lot, coming from him. Engine's off. Power coming off.
All right. Time to get to work. We need to find the closest bar.
Now that's what I call a leader.
Well, one thing I can say for Bishop, he didn't spare the budget for a nice room. Have you tried their room service yet?
Bishop has me on a leash. I'm restricted in what I can order. Are you interested in anything?
No thanks. I'm watching my diet.
What's to watch if you're not eating? I never understood that. The only people who fast on hunger are pushing up grass, as we say.
We have one stomach, remember? For the most part, it is small compared to your two. Now, if you need to eat, it won't bother me.
No, I'm good. I was, though, wondering about you.
What about me?
You're here where there are no suspects. While in Houston, you've got three. I'm sure you'd rather be there watching Korski, and especially witnessing his arrest.
I'm not going to deny that. It's true. I'd much rather be in Houston where the action is, but I understand Pierman's reasoning. I'm just happy he sent me here rather than having me stay in D.C.
How long will you stay?
They want me here until all of the arrests have been made. Also, they want me to help you in case there are any problems here.
Do they expect any?
No, I think it's a ploy to keep me away from Korski until he's been arrested.
You could be right. At any rate, I appreciate your help. I'll need to keep an eye on the internet while you watch the facility. Bishop is hoping that there will be emergency responders. The hope is that this event will become national news, and before the Houston hubs are attacked, panic will set in.
So he is hoping that it will spread panic. I don't see why there aren't more planned after this.
There might be, but I couldn't get anything out of him concerning that.
You know, I was just thinking, this is sort of weird. You and I here watching this site.
Why? Because at one time we both worked for Rage?
Well, that, and the fact that we both worked with Hank, which started all of this.
It's a wonder that the IDF trusts us to be together. What made you want to work for Hank in the first place?
I was just at a point that I felt no one cared about my parents. I felt my government had turned its back on me and covered for a high-ranking officer instead of listening to a low-life enlisted soldier like me.
The irony is that the same people who were protecting Korski were the ones offering you revenge.
Believe me, Sam, the irony hasn't escaped me. I was just so full of rage, no pun intended, that I took them up on their offer. They promised to bring Korski down if I would help Hank.
Did the thought of terrorism or treason ever cross your mind?
It did, but I felt the country let me down. I was hurt and vulnerable, and I just saw it as a way to bring Korski to justice. Little did I know that I was actually helping him. What about you? I thought Hongans preferred death to failure.
We do, but the taste for victory is much stronger. I was embedded here for many years. My first assignment was St. Louis. My partner was killed and I was captured.
That's where you met Captain Richards, wasn't it?
Yes. She was part of the St. Louis Police Department. I also met a cop by the name of Nelson. He was an expert in the field of demolition and explosives. There was also some Danish guy. Anyway, for my cooperation, they made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
They made you a hero in your people's eyes.
Hey, works for me. Oh, man.
Did you forget something?
Just the opposite. I'm remembering those ribs I got at the barbecue place along the waterfront there. They were to die for.
Looks like we have enough time if you want to go and get something to eat.
Really?
Yeah, I could use some lunch, I guess.
Oh, right. I knew they sent the right person.
I don't see a facility anywhere.
That's the whole idea, my good doctor. This is a hidden facility set up for rage during the Galactic War.
It was the model for the shelter back on Death River Road.
I see, so the mountain is going to move.
At least part of it. Ursula, enter the code.
Where is everyone? This place is empty.
It's only used for emergencies.
Emergencies? I would think anyone in need of surgery or medical care would consider it an emergency.
That's what all the other medical facilities are for. This one is used for those who need to hide from the eyes of the law.
You mean criminals?
Do you consider me a criminal, Doctor?
In the eyes of the law, Lord Lister, you are a criminal. It doesn't look like this place is used very often.
Don't worry yourself, Doctor. This is a state-of-the-art facility.
You don't think we'd risk such a delicate procedure, do you? You will have everything here you need.
Really? I'm looking around. I don't see anyone else. Do you expect me to do this operation by myself?
Ursula will be leaving soon. When she returns, you'll have everything.
Then show me where I'll be performing this procedure.
This is the OR. I think you'll find it most adequate.
I confess, this is most impressive, especially considering the fact you only use it occasionally.
It gets used more than you think.
Then where is the staff?
No one stays here on a permanent basis. We have many nurses and doctors on standby basis. You tell Ursula what you need and she will make contact with them.
I would need an anesthesiologist and an OR-trained nurse at the minimum. If you can find an additional nurse to monitor the vitals, that would be nice. I'm assuming they would know the status of medications and supplies that would be needed.
The clinic is well stocked. You will have everything you need at your disposal.
Will you have someone to provide post-operative care?
As I have told you, Doctor, we will be using the sick bay facility aboard the Potomac. There will be ample time for my recovery during the trip back to Latumas.
I don't think you are taking your recovery very seriously. There could be complications.
I have faith in your abilities, Doctor. There will be no complications.
If there are, I can assure you that I will personally find you and hold you responsible.
This is a delicate operation, and I cannot guarantee you anything except that I will do my best.
That is all I ask. Now, when can we start?
I will look over the facilities. I will need a nurse to help prepare you for the operation. As soon as Ursula returns with the personnel I need, we can proceed.
Then I will depart. I will notify you if I have any problems, Lord Lister.
The list I gave you will provide everything we need.
Do you think she'll actually find people willing to come and help you?
I am their former leader. Why wouldn't they?
You and Zokar both tried to find former members who would join you in the rebuilding of Rage, and yet you found no one. Why do you think they would respond now?
Because before, I was asking them to commit a complete lifestyle change. Now I'm only asking them to perform a duty that they took an oath to do.
For your sake, I hope they uphold their oath. Otherwise, you'll be carrying that circuit board around for a long time.
I'm in position at targets 1 and 2. Kelly, what's your position?
I'm still en route. I ought to be there in a couple of minutes.
Copy that. Break. Agent Hawk, what's your 20?
I'm in position. There's no sign of anyone yet.
Same here. I'm gonna check in with Sam.
Copy that.
Really, Sam? You gotta rub it in?
I hope your car is comfortable. I know my suite is. So what's up?
That's why I'm calling you. Any word from Bishop?
Nothing yet. Have you seen him or the other two?
I haven't seen anything. Kate just got into position and Kelly hasn't gotten there yet.
I'm set up and ready to go. Scarlet has eyes on the facility now. We still have a few minutes before the training seminar is supposed to start.
We have our 4 locations staked out. We're not sure if they're hitting 3 or 2. We just don't know.
So the 4 of you are covering all the bases?
No, I'm covering Cyrus 2 and 3. Kelly and Kate have the other 2. Captain Richards is working on another case right now.
Oh, that's right. She's only supposed to support whatever your cartel task force needs.
Correct. Unfortunately for us and her, duty calls. I hope...
Kelly here for Detective Garrett.
Hold on, Kelly is calling me. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm in position. I have a pretty good view of the facility, but I don't see anyone yet. Have you heard from Sam?
I'm on the phone with him now. I'll let you know when something develops.
Copy that. I'll be waiting.
I'm sure you heard. That was Kelly. She's in position. Now, what were you talking about?
Whether you preferred original or crispy.
Yeah, right. I believe you asked me about Captain Richards. She's on a case right now. I hope it wraps up soon. We could use her help.
I'm sure you've got it covered.
As soon as we find out which of the facilities they hit, either Kelly or Kate will join me to cover one of the 2 I have.
Sounds like a plan. I'll contact you as soon as I hear from Bishop.
All right. Hope to hear from you soon. I just heard from Sam. Nothing new. He and Scarlet are set and will call me as soon as he hears from Bishop. Agent Hawk, are you still ready to go?
That's affirmative. I was just sitting here wondering once again about the mission. It seems like an awful lot of work for such a small impact.
You still think they might have something else up their sleeve?
It's just a gut feeling. They may not. But I still think these hubs are small beans in the grand scheme of things.
You might be right. We can't really worry about that right now.
We're gonna know soon enough. It won't be long before the meeting starts. I've got my jammer all ready to go.
I hope these things do what they've been advertised to do. If not, we're wasting our time out here. Just out of curiosity, does anyone see the IDF backup team?
I don't see anything unusual.
Same here.
I suppose if we could see them, they wouldn't be doing their job. I just hope they're out there.
I have a feeling we'll know the answer to that question pretty soon.
I just hope you're right.
So how are our guests?
Same report as last time. They think I'm trying to poison them. There was one puzzling thing, though.
And what was that?
As I was leaving, I heard them laughing.
Laughing? Really? That's a little odd, certainly, but not unusual. What's puzzling you?
The last time they laughed was when they told me about knowing how to disable Nate's tracker. I just felt it was the same kind of laugh.
Why were they laughing this time? What were you talking to them about?
The guard was telling me I was nothing more than your flunky. And I told him that sounded like his job description. And he said, very funny. And I said, I'd be here all week. And I left.
That's slightly humorous, but certainly not worth a good laugh.
It just didn't feel right. It's like they knew something that I didn't. They were just too carefree for my liking. I told them that they would be in the brig while we searched for Lister. They thought that was very funny.
That is a bit odd.
That's what I'm saying. It was like, we know something you don't.
Who knows something we don't?
Agent Slane was just telling me that Halleck and his guard were laughing when he left them. They seemed too jovial knowing they're facing prison.
I had the feeling that the joke was on me.
That is odd behaviour. Georgia, is there any way to monitor the brig for audio?
The intercom system does not have the ability to monitor. One would have to rig the push-to-talk button to stick.
So there's no other way to override it?
That model of intercom does not have that capability. You have to manually open the channel.
Understood. I don't think we can jam that intercom open. Those guys, especially that guard, are too sharp for that.
Well, it could be nothing. We'll just have to stay sharp when we land.
Which is what we're about to do. Everyone buckle up. Helmsman, initiate re-entry.
Roger. Reducing speed for re-entry. Setting entry angle for 40 degrees.
Set up intercept course for final to 3-6.
Aye, course intercept plotted. Turning right 30 degrees for 10 degree intercept.
Begin speed reduction to 250.
Aye. Beginning reductions to 250.
Georgia, systems check.
All systems, nominal. OAT within limits. As a reminder, we have an inoperable navigation light caused by the shuttle explosion.
Thank you.
We have course intercept. Speed down to 500, all systems nominal.
Were you able to contact with IDF concerning the crewman?
I sent the message, but there's been no confirmation that they received it.
I certainly hope they respond soon. We can't do anything until we get those two off to hospital.
I've made that our priority. If it appears that there will be a delay, we'll depart and leave Captain Tern behind with Nate and Liam to deal with it. That way we can begin our search for Lister.
Good. I think finding them should be our main priority.
Captain, SB 250, and we are on course on glide path for Titan City.
Reduce to 150 and prepare to test the landing gear.
I imagine if you tested them at our current speed, they would get damaged.
They'd most likely get torn off.
Titan City has given us clearance to land, runway 36. Current speed is 200.
If our landing gear fix didn't work, what are your options?
There's an emergency landing area that has a soft surface. We'll do a VTOL landing and hope for the best.
Hope for the best? Well, that doesn't sound very encouraging.
I'm sure Liam would be able to set us down gently.
Not a problem. Captain, time to find out. Airspeed 150.
We'll soon find out if you and Captain Tam fixed it.
Not to worry, it's all hunky-dory.
Lower landing gear.
Gear down. I have two green lights.
Georgia, please confirm that the gear is down and locked.
Down and locked. You are go for landing.
Captain Tam, Lenora, prepare the patients and prisoners for landing. Everyone secure for landing.
Com check. Kelly, how do you read?
Got you loud and clear. How do you read me?
Loud and clear. Kate, do you copy?
As Barnes would say, Lima Charlie 555.
That sounds like him. It's pretty close to 1 p.m. Have you seen anything yet?
Well, they better get here soon.
Same here. Any word from Sam yet?
Not yet. I'm guessing that Bishop will wait until a few minutes after 1 to give the seminar time to start, and then hit San Antonio.
We'll need to consider the fact that they might have changed targets.
It's a possibility, but I find it very unlikely. They've put too much into this operation to change at the last minute.
We should know soon enough. I just got a text from Pyramid saying the IDF teams are all in place.
That's interesting. I don't see them.
I think that's the point. They're there, I can assure you. I'm sure they're monitoring our radio at this very moment.
Well, in that case, guys and any ladies on the team, welcome to Houston. We're glad you're here. Huh? Hey, someone just flashed me.
What?
Did you just say someone flashed you?
As in headlights. Someone just flashed their headlights in the parking lot. Ah, okay, gotcha. They just did it again.
Hey, any of you IDF members here with me? I just got flashed too.
Well, that's not the first or the last time for you.
You know what I mean.
I just got one too. They're with us for sure now.
They're not the only ones. I think Bishop just pulled up. He's in the same white van he and Obarski were in earlier. It looks like they've added a parabolic antenna on top.
It's getting close.
A van just arrived here, but it looks like a cable company van. It's got an antenna.
All right, Kate. If no one shows up in the next 10 minutes, move your location here and concentrate on Cyrus 4. The fun is about to begin.
All right, Liam. Begin the shutdown procedures.
Starting shutdown checklist. Georgia, I'll monitor you for shutdown.
Slane, head to sick bay and assist Captain Tam in prepping our crewmen for transport. Lenora will stay with the prisoners. Captain Nate, make contact with the IDF. See when they're planning on getting here.
Will do.
Is there anything you need me to do?
Go over this map with me.
Where did you get these maps? I didn't think they made them anymore.
All bounty hunters carry a supply of paper maps, and we can't always count on electronic devices being available.
I know on my planet, probably half the people can't read a map, paper or electronic. They just punch in an address and wait for some voice to tell them where to turn.
Captain Knight, shutdown procedures have been completed. We're in standby mode.
Very well.
Have you received any confirmation from the IDF yet?
Yes, they're en route with an ambulance and will be here shortly.
Agent Slade, the IDF will be here with an ambulance shortly.
Sir, it appears that an ambulance is arriving.
Very well. Lower the gangway ramp.
Lowering ramp.
Agent Slade, the ambulance is here. Prepare for transport.
These guys don't look like medical personnel. They look like soldiers. They're firing on our blast doors! They're attacking us!
To arms! To arms! We're under attack! To arms!
Is this the event that Lister and his guard were planning? Will the Mercury's prisoners be freed? Is a cyber attack in San Antonio and Houston about to start? Find out in the finale of Season 10, Call to Action.